Connecting to an iOS device using the Brilliant. You can very easily connect to your iOS devices while using your Brilliant in terminal mode. This includes your iPads, iPods, and iPhones. This allows you to read information from and interact with your iOS devices using your Brilliant. Pairing is exceedingly fast and a very pleasant experience. For this demonstration, I will be using the Alex voice on my iOS device. In my case, it's an iPad mini. And I'm going to show you how to connect to the Brilliant. I'm going to turn my Brilliant switch to the right so that I will be in terminal mode. I have Bluetooth turned on my iOS device. And now I'm going to go to Settings.
Settings. One new item. Double tap to open.
So I've opened Settings. I now want to go to General.
Control Center. Selected. Do not disturb. General. Button. About. Button.
And I've double-tapped to open General Settings. From here, I want to look for Accessibility.
Handoff. Multitasking and Dock. Accessibility. Button. Selected. Vision. Heading.
I've opened Accessibility, and now I want to go to VoiceOver.
VoiceOver. On. Button. VoiceOver. VoiceOver. On.
And I've double-tapped to open VoiceOver. From here, I want to go to Braille.
VoiceOver Practice. Speaking Rate. Speaking Rate. Speech. Button. Verbosity. Button. Braille. Button.
And I'm going to double tap.
Selected. Braille. Output. Contracted. Button.
Braille settings have now opened. You can set all of your Braille settings from here. These settings determine how your Braille input and output appear on your iDevice. What I want to do, though, is add another display. So I need to move all the way to the right-hand side of the screen.
Show on-screen keyboard. Turn page. Word wrap. Braille code. English. US. Button.
And I'm just moving through various settings to get there.
Alert display. Choose a Braille display.
And I see this option that says choose a Braille display.
In progress.
And it says in progress. If I move to the right, I will see the Braille displays that I have connected with my iOS device. And I should find my Brilliant somewhere towards the end of this list.
Bluetooth keyboard. More info. Braille. More info. Vensar. More info. Brilliant BI14. Not paired. Button.
It sees my Brilliant. As I said, I have the Brilliant on and in terminal mode, and it does see it.
Brilliant BI14.
And it shows Brilliant BI14 along with my serial number. I am masking my serial number for my Brilliant with a low beep. All I have to do to connect is double tap.
Brilliant BI14. Pairing.
And it says pairing. And as it was pairing, I heard a beep from my Brilliant, as well as a connection sound from my iOS device. And if I move back through my Braille displays now, I will see...
More info. Button. Selected. Brilliant BI14. Connected. Button.
And now it says my Brilliant 14 is connected. And as simple as that, the Brilliant is connected with my iOS device. Now, if I choose to, I can control my iPad with my Brilliant. I can scroll through these Braille displays using my previous and next thumb keys.
Vensar S2O. More info. Brilliant. More info. Selected. More info. Button. Bluetooth keyboard. Not connected. Button.
When you're connected to another device with your Brilliant in terminal mode, this is a really good time to use the joystick. With iOS, if you move your joystick to the left and right, it simulates a left or right flick on the screen. So just as you would flick left or right on the screen using VoiceOver to move from item to item, the joystick will simulate that same action. Also, moving up and down with the joystick will simulate your rotor setting. So if you have your rotor set to characters, moving up and down with the joystick will read the characters where you are currently focused. If your rotor is set to words, moving up and down with the joystick will read words. If it's on headings, moving up and down will cycle you between headings. So there's a lot of benefit to using the joystick when connected in terminal mode. If I want to go home, I can use space with H. And while my iPad didn't say anything, I'm on settings, and that shows up on the Braille display of my Brilliant.
TV, settings, tips, podcasts.
And I can just scroll through here. I can press space with H again.
Closing generic folder, 7 apps, 1 new item.
It has taken me out of the folder that settings is in on my iPad and taken me back to my home screen. So now I have the ability to do anything using my Brilliant that essentially I can do on my iPad. I can use commands to scroll through, to open apps, to browse the internet, to read books, etc. In order to find specific commands that you can use with iOS, you will need to look up Braille Display Hotkeys for iOS. That will give you all the information you need. Notice that when I left settings, I pressed space with H, which is supposed to take you home. In my case, it took me back to my settings app because it's in a folder that I've created on my home screen. Space with H again took me home. There are a number of commands that you can utilize with iOS that will assist you in moving around. But you see how simple it actually was. All I did was go to General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille. It saw my Braille display there, and I could immediately connect to it. It just saw it. There was nothing I had to do except have Bluetooth on my iOS device. Now that I'm connected to my iOS device, if I turn off my Brilliant, you'll hear that little sound. That means that my Brilliant is no longer connected to my iOS device and vice versa. If I turn it back on and I'm still in terminal mode, you hear that sound. It is automatically reconnected to my iOS device. If you have connected it previously and you have Bluetooth on and are in range of the Brilliant, it will automatically reconnect. If you do have an issue where it doesn't connect for whatever reason, you can try this. I'm in terminal mode. I'm going to go into my menu, and I do that by just lightly pressing the power button, and I have all the options that we've talked about in previous modules, including connections. If I go in here, I see the name of my iOS device, and it is selected. If you see the name of your device, and for whatever reason it isn't selected, you can just select it and the device should connect to the Brilliant. If your device does not show up in connections, oftentimes you can wait just a minute and it will show up here. Another thing you can do is flip your switch left and then right again. Sometimes that makes a difference. The other idea that may work is lock and unlock the screen of your iOS device. That's one of my favorite tricks if it doesn't automatically reconnect. If your screen on your iOS device locks, you get a vibration from your Brilliant and you get that sound from your iDevice. If it unlocks, for instance, if you get a push notification or if you unlock it, it will reconnect if the screen unlocks. If you've been working in application mode and you change to terminal mode and you have something in range, it does just take a minute to connect. So really the hardest thing you have to do is connect it for the first time. It generally will connect lightning fast, and you will have it available to use with your iDevice. Remember that your Brilliant can connect to up to 6 devices simultaneously, 5 via Bluetooth and 1 via USB. You can go into your menu and into connections to easily switch among your connected devices.